Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It's the 17th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 53 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And pretty much the same old, same old. I mean, it shows next week that it's going to get up in the 70s, I think 78 or something like that, but I'll see it when I believe it. Weekend's coming up, I'm expecting goddamn rain or snow. I don't know what the hell, I know what the hell's going on. There's, like everything else, there's just nothing being fucking done about it. Anyway, let's see what we got here. Biden stares blankly at reporter asking why he hasn't sanctioned Russian oligarch who wired Hunter Biden millions of dollars. Well, I wonder why. We'll figure it out.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, this video's up. You have to go to a goddamn half-hour video. I have to search it out to see it. But sure enough, you know, Biden stares blankly at reporter asking why he hasn't sanctioned Russian oligarch who wired Hunter Biden millions of dollars. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Joe Biden on Thursday signed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2022 in an effort to fix supply chain issues he's caused. I don't know what to tell you people. After signing the bill into law, Joe Biden stared blankly as a reporter who asked him why he hasn't sanctioned Elena Baturina. God damn, that's a hard one to say. She's Russian. The Russian oligarch who wired his son, Hunter Biden, millions of fucking dollars. In September 2020, the Senate Finance and Homeland Security Committees released a devastating report on the Biden crime family and backed up their claims with documents from the Treasury Department. So here's the case, another case against him. Well, it's like Hillary Clinton. There's just no district attorney. There's no attorney general going to take this case to a grand jury. They're just not going to do it. And they have to because they have the jurisdictional authority over we the people. No, they fucking do not. This is why we got to kick their fucking ass, people. They're not hiding this shit. I mean, some people are coming out, you know, these detailed reports of, you know, $50 here and $100. It don't fucking matter. What they're doing to us, they're doing right out in the goddamn open, right in our faces. They're taking it and telling us they're taking it. They're stealing it and telling us they're stealing it from us. What you gonna do about it? Anyway, in September, okay. And here you have all the documentation again, you know, and, you know, what they're trying to tell you here is, yes, it's a dead solid case. Fuck, the guy did it, man. Fucking, we can slam dunk, but nobody will call a grand jury. It's because it's up to the fucking people to call the grand jury. It's up to the people to fucking take these goddamn people that are in the fiduciary who fucking break our laws and bring them into the fucking goddamn common law and fucking punish them. That's why nothing's happening. I mean, I was listening to this video just for, you know, trying to find the part where the question was asked. And I mean, the music, I'm listening to the music and it's like a goddamn General Gage is at a ball and they're all there. Oh, these filthy fucking rich motherfuckers. You want to just see some fucking grungy motherfuckers come in there in fucking leather coats and Louisville Sluggers and beat their fucking asses to a bloody pulp on the fucking floor. These arrogant ass motherfuckers. And I mean, to commit treason just left him fucking, just like, oh, I'm the king. No, you fucking ain't, motherfucker. Sooner or later, you have to breach the jungle. That's all there is to it. You played your games outside the jungle, all you're gonna. Now you gotta come in here and you gotta take care of us, you motherfucker. And you ain't gonna find people so fucking complicit. Oh, you ask a question, you just, yeah, I ignore him. And then turn around and talk to my poo-poo friend. And that's exactly what the son of a bitch did. Again, according to documents the Senate committee obtained from the Treasury Department, Hunter Biden received $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Baitrina. I mean, goddamn, fuck these Russian names. I really don't care. The wife of the former mayor of Moscow. What the fuck do you know about that? On February 14th, but of course they're wanting to fuck you every $600 fucking deposit you make. They want to fucking trace it. They want to trace where the fucking money goes. If you make a $600 fucking deposit, they want to watch what you're doing. You might be fucking stealing $10 that belongs to them. Nothing belongs to them because they're a pack of fucking traitors. They're an occupying force. What belongs to them is the end of a fucking rope after a quick fucking trial in the common law courts. By the fucking people. Mayor of Moscow on February 14, 2014, and another $241,797 to a bank account for Rosemont Seneca Thornton from May/December 2015. The Biden White House has sanctioned several Russian oligarchs in the last year. However, they have completely left Elena, whatever, Baitrina. I'm getting tired of having to fucking try to pronounce fucking foreign fucking names because they're all in our fucking government. And they're not our government, I take that back. I'm sorry, people. I shouldn't have said that. In this fucking goddamn corporate mafia. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, just put your sand in there. What did you say? What's your saying? Hey, they all shit through the same holes.
Goddamn
That's
right.
That's why.
You goddamn right they do. And I mean, like, that music, I mean, it's like you're watching a movie like The Patriot or something. You know, where all the, you know, General Gage is throwing a ball in fucking New York. And I mean, God, these people, you just look at them and fucking tell you what, they ain't us. And they ain't no ruling party in this goddamn country. So what they are is a bunch of fucking goddamn communists, international communists, needing to be fucking, have their asses hung. What they have done is fucking beyond fucking violation of our absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. They have fucking broken that law more times than Jesus Christ, more times than you could fucking count. There are more fucking infringements upon our fucking rights, upon that absolute cannot be changed fucking law. There are more fucking violations than you can count. I mean, I don't know who could sit down and count them all. They say 40,000 just on the second article. So you can figure the rest. And we know the fifth article with their goddamn asset forfeiture bullshit. How many fucking violations of that? These are violations of written, ratified fucking law. This is the goddamn law. You have a right to enforce the law. Yeah, they, you remember it used to be, oh, Andy, everybody talked about the Andy Griffith. Citizens arrest. You goddamn right, citizens arrest. Citizens arrest, citizens incarceration, citizens fucking goddamn prosecution, motherfucker. That's what it's supposed to be in this goddamn country. What you are doing with your goddamn administrative admiralty is a violation of the law in itself. It is a fraud that's been going on for over 100 fucking years. And it's gonna fucking stop. You arrogant. I cannot believe the arrogance drips off these motherfuckers. Especially that goddamn Biden. That fucking shit pants motherfucking nobody son of a bitch. And then you got Hunter Biden, a creepy little fucker with his goddamn crack parties with his fucking whores. And sure, that's on his lap. Yeah, sure, he did it. Yeah, goddamn, yeah, he took money from the Chinese. He took money from the fucking Russians. They're taking money right fucking now. They're taking your fucking money and they're going over to the Ukraine and fucking sitting down at a fucking table and dividing it up and laughing in your fucking face. As you pay fucking $5 a gallon for goddamn regular fucking gas in this goddamn country. They're fucking you like a tired sheep and you're fucking allowing it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you this. How much nepotism do you think that's really going on in the government? I mean, they just exposed, you know, the Bidens, but I'm pretty sure, especially the oil and the Clintons, but, you know, like the Obamas and all the rest, I'm pretty sure it may be, you know, it just may be 100%, but I'm pretty sure all of them have some form of nepotism off anywhere, you know, family, all the family members are feeding from the troughs of our pockets, or from the troughs of the pig slop.
They declare themselves fucking dynasties, brother. Of course they are. Fucking course, 1,000%, not 100%, 1,000%. These motherfuckers, I mean, they're not only stealing, they're stealing out in the open. And I guarantee you, yeah, the goddamn, oh, yeah, the Biden family, the Biden dynasty, because that's what you're coming out, what's coming out of these, the Bush dynasty, the fucking Obama dynasty, the Clinton dynasty, and now the Trump dynasty, and now this goddamn fucking Biden fucking dynasty. Dynasties, people, that are vying over who's going to rule and who's going to take from the peasants this week. Well, fucking, I'll tell you what, you keep going along with this goddamn voting of a goddamn, with, of an occupational vote, you treasonous bastards, and you will get what you deserve and it'll come out of the fucking jungle. And we're sick of you. We're sick of your ignorance. We're sick of your stupidity. We're sick of living with the consequences of your retardation. That's all there is fucking to it. And your fucking lack of fucking balls. If we have to go do this fucking thing, we'll fucking get you too, you cocksuckers. For fucking aiding and abetting. Even if it's through stupidity. Anyway, we have Biden here. You know, 2015, 3.5 million. The Biden White House has sanctioned several Russian oligarchs in the last year. However, they haven't completely left Elena, whatever the fucking, Elena the fucking Russian alone. Why haven't they have completely left her alone? Why haven't you sanctioned Russian oligarch Elena, the fucking Russian, who did business with your son? A reporter shouted to Joe Biden. Biden stared blankly. The look on Biden's face is alarming. I don't know how it was alarming. That fucker, he can't get, he has no fucking, at first he'd have to know what he's hearing. He doesn't have two brain cells to rub together. And he walked over, and I guess somebody else was explaining to him, that music was playing. You got to listen to that music. This is like a fucking General Gage throwing a party back in goddamn 1770 fucking 5 or 76. I shit you not. These motherfuckers think they are fucking better than us. They think they're elite. They think they can hire the fucking guns to fucking stop us from coming into the world. But see, they be content to keep stealing the way they are. And keeping it in their own circles and within the dynasties that Dion was talking about. But the thing is, they can't keep doing that because it's hurting the people in the jungle. Sooner or later, you got to bring your ass into the jungle or the jungle's going to come out of the jungle and it's just going to fucking rip you to pieces. You ain't even going to see it coming. You know, I've been thinking about this a whole fucking lot. Why are people fucking so hesitant to fucking react? To blatant fucking treason when they have the goddamn law right there in their hands commanding them to enforce that law. It's the surveillance. Everybody, there's a camera everywhere. They'll see, somebody's going to see me. Well, what I think I would become, if that's the thing, I would become an expert on fucking goddamn surveillance, wouldn't you? Find out how the son of a bitch works. That's how you do it. If you're a fucking American, find out how the fucker works and break it. They have no goddamn right to surveil you. Find out how to break it and get away with it and tear them son of a bitches out and then go fucking loose on them. What are they going to fucking do? You outnumber them. And you're in the right and you got the goddamn law on your side. They are gross violators. They are fucking treasonous. They are seditious. And they do it right out in the fucking open. So yeah, I mean, if that surveillance thing is what's making everybody sweat, man, I think I'd find out how she fucking worked and I'd throw a sabo in. Where were we? Biden stared blankly. The look on Biden's face is alarming. I don't know what fucking look you're talking about. They just sit there like a bunch of fucking, like a bunch of oligarchs. I mean, my God, like royalty. He just said that music played and fucking, fuck you. Who let that mongrel into this room? Oh, yes, we're your representatives. We represent you. Well, we don't represent you. Ukraine's who you fucking represent. The fucking Khazarians, because that's what you cocks are. I think Joe Biden's a fucking Khazarian. I'm pretty goddamn sure of it. I believe that whole dynasty is. I believe they all fucking are. You look what they're doing in this country, this fucking, with the sexual deviancy, the pedophilia, all of these fucking sick things. And that's what you hear about fucking old Khazaria, that it had become so fucking like Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, so filthy and fucking rotten and just grotesque that they called the three main religions.
Phallic worshipers.
Pardon?
They were phallic worshipers.
Yeah, phallus, dick worshipers. That's what they fucking worship.
Exactly.
That's what they fucking worship, people. That Washington Monument, that's a phallus fucking, that's to show that the dick worshipers are in fucking Washington, D.C. That's what that son of a bitch is, and you paid for it. With the sweat of your fucking brow, you paid for a phallus to be put in the fucking goddamn Washington, D.C. The look on Biden's face. Joe Biden and his corrupt son, Hunter, still have not been held accountable for their international money laundering scheme. Well, no, they haven't. They're not gonna. Because no fucking prosecutor, prosecutor wanted to keep their fucking head or didn't want to end up fucking shot or fucking hung or pictures of them fucking a poodle showing up somewhere would not touch this fucking case because it's too fucking, goddamn, it's prima facie. Could you convict with what you've just seen on the fucking stupid box? They have the goddamn documents from the Treasury Department. Well, we can't charge Hunter Biden. He's royalty, don't you know? He's a royalty kind of guy that smokes crack cocaine and fucks whores and, you know, all that shit that they would fucking make you, they put you in fucking prison for doing. Tell the truth about it. Who wants a new pandemic treaty? Question mark. This is from Spectre Australia. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. US efforts backed by Australia to amend legal binding international health regulations. Listen to that. Legally binding, Legally binding international health regulations. You got nothing legally binding on me, motherfucker. You better understand that. You and a bunch of fucking foreign, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. You can sit down with any fucking foreign king you want and you can make all the agreements you want. You ain't talking for me, motherfucker. You come and try and force something on me that violates my rights, I blow your fucking head off. Of course not yours, because you'll be back there behind the walls of the fucking castle. But whoever's stupid enough or desperate enough to come fucking into this fucking jungle to fuck with we the people. Well, that son of a bitch, it better be. We'll see if that paycheck's worth it. I think it's ain't gonna take long until that paycheck ain't gonna be fucking worth it. And then they're gonna bring the Chai Cons in. Because the Chinese, you know, they got a million men. Then you'll see them blue helmets. Then we're gonna blow the fuck out of blue helmets. We're gonna every time we see a blue helmet, it's gonna get a fucking bullet through it. We're going to kill every fucking one you send at us. And then we are going to live under our law as we ratified it, and we are going to live free, and we are going to live with liberty, and we are going to live with freedom, and we are going to own property. We're going to own all the goddamn property in this United States because we're the fucking American nationals, and that's who owns it. It was never taken from us through the due process of law that we are fucking guaranteed in that fucking law of December 15, 1791. You can't just fucking write it on a piece of paper. That's what we're getting at here. So you go ahead and you write whatever you want. Get an international piece of paper and write something on it, and I'll tell you to shove it right up your fucking ass. You come and find and implement it on me, I'll blow your fucking head off. You're not violating my rights. Get that through your fucking head. Backed by Australia to amend a legally binding international, legally, who the fuck's legally binding by what, how do you qualify that? How are you qualifying? Who's writing this shit here? This is from Spectre Australia. Euro-US effort backed by Australia to amend legally binding, what makes it legally binding? What makes, you're saying it's legally binding, how so? How could it be legally binding to me as American national when it violates my fucking Bill of Rights? When it violates the highest law of my fucking sovereign country, of my sovereign fucking self, my sovereign individuality? It isn't. I mean, this is how they built the federal fucking government, people. They just said it. This is legally binding to you. Oh, okay. I guess I better do it then. Even if it does violate my rights. You fucking stupid asses. That's when you should have shot him the first fucking time. There's been plenty of times that this could have been stopped. And a lot less people would have had to die. A lot of us are going to have to die, but by God, this is going to get stopped. And you fucking ones going around that room with your nose up in the fucking air with your fucking goddamn champagne. We'll see how you fucking fare through this. Because we're coming. You can run over to the Netherlands. You can run to fucking goddamn Switzerland, Britain, wherever you want. We're coming for your asses. Make no mistake about it. We're going to see how fucking high your nose goes up in the air in a common law court before the fucking people. Before the people's jurisdiction. In front of a fucking judge that you didn't appoint, that we fucking elected. With a fucking sheriff and a fucking coroner that we elected. I want to see your face then. I want to see your fucking arrogance, you fucking guy, that one cunt. You just want to, let's see where are we at. Oh yeah, we were talking about international health regulations and adopt a new pandemic convention would confer extraordinary, listen to this shit. Health regulations and adopt a new pandemic convention would confer extraordinary powers on the World Health Organization. Well, you ain't got the fucking authority to do it. So you better get your ass back to this country. You've already committed treason by going over there and discussing treason. And you do not have the authority to do this, and we will fucking hang your ass for it. World Health Organization, suck my ass. Suck my fucking ass. Put a nipple on my ass and fucking suck it. Got it? You're not going to tell me you come here. You don't tell me nothing. You come here and you fucking try and make me do it. You sons of bitches, what you're doing is you're telling me you want to get your ass fucking shot. You want war with me. You got war with me, motherfuckers. You've declared it several fucking times. We get it. We understand. We're at fucking war with you. Don't fucking confer. Here we are again. Confer how so? Extraordinary powers on the World Health Organization. How so did you confer these powers? Who conferred these powers? Who transferred the power of the fucking people of the United States over to the fucking World Health Organization? I didn't give the cocksuckers no power. And nobody in that goddamn corporation has the authority to give them any power. In fact, it is a violation of the highest law of this fucking land, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, for such power to exist. And there is no fucking clause in there for an emergency. It's going to be an emergency for you, you motherfuckers. When the jungle fucking erupts, you're going to go, emergency. But all the fucking powers you can bestow upon yourself aren't going to mean shit. Because you just got to be backed with fucking lead. And you're going to have to hire people already willing to get their goddamn heads blown off for your fucking goddamn proposed fucking power. And to fight people who are fighting for their homes and fucking hearths. who are fighting for their fucking freedoms and liberties. We'll see how many you fucking see how many have to die before they say fuck you and burn their fucking union uniform and throw their union badge in the fucking river and run for it. We'll just check it out. But you got to do it first, you son of a bitch. God damn, can you believe they would say that? Extraordinary powers on the World Health Organization to declare public health emergencies of international regional concern. Fuck you. We're not international. We are a sovereign fucking country. We've never given up our fucking sovereignty. And we are sovereign individuals. And we've never given up that sovereignty. And we will kill your fucking ass over it. Make no fucking mistake, motherfuckers. We'll take this goddamn country and we'll take the nuclear arsenal. We'll unleash on your fucking ass. You think you're going to enslave us? God, when I see, I just keep seeing that bitch's face. He wants to just the end of it there. Well, probably about, I don't know, a third of the way in. And just to see him there, that music playing, and the actually nose going up, these fucking scum-sucking pieces of shit. You can suck my ass, you bitch. You're nothing. None of these fuckers, what you guys got to remember is none of these fuckers are nothing. They have just stolen a whole lot of fucking wealth. And they're offering it to other people. They have to offer the fucking a lot of it to other people to try to help them hang on to it. Because they know, it ain't like they came in and strong arm robbed anybody. This is all through fucking duplicity. This is all through fucking fraud. This is all through embezzlement. This is white collar bullshit. Your white collar ass is going to get thrown into a blue collar fucking goddamn prison, motherfucker. Or worse than that, you're going with them fucking gallows. 13 steps, man. Think about it. I know you're saying, oh, I know, you know. They can't get me. I have so fucking, I got billions. I can't be touched by any law. Yeah, there is a law that can get you. It belongs to we the people. And you're going to be introduced to it very soon. You've built the jungle we live in, and that jungle covers 390 million square fucking miles. You'll never occupy us. We will fucking kill you at every fucking instance. Every time you fucking, you won't be able to take a drink of fucking water. You won't be able to fucking move. You move 1 inch to your left, that just opened up a lane through 200 yards of trees. Boom! There went the side of your fucking head. You think it won't happen? You think you can fuck with us? You think you can violate our law and we won't enforce it? We will enforce our fucking law at the barrel of the fucking gun, just like our ancestors did. Do you understand me, you arrogant pricks? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Welcome to the Jungle by... I can't believe it. I didn't know that. Come on. Guns N' Roses. Feet and Toes, Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle. That's what I would say to that fucking bitch that I seen on that fucking video. I would love to see her in the jungle. I'd love to meet her in the jungle. It would be sweet fucking goddamn justice. I swear it would. Who wants a new pandemic treaty we're talking about here? Boy, we're talking about some serious international goddamn authorities they're trying to create here, aren't we? Who, WHO to declare public health emergencies of international regional concern and command governments to implement their recommendations. Fuck you. We the people are the fucking government of this United States of America, motherfucker. That pissant fucking goddamn corporation ain't got shit to say to us. Come on and fucking command us. Then you get over here and you fucking make us, motherfuckers. That's the tough part. The command is nothing to it. I command you to suck my ass. It's the making you do it. It's the fucking difference. When you got to come into the fucking jungle, when you got to come in where people are ready to die and they're ready to fucking die by the scores, but they're every one of them wants to kill more than they want to die. Nobody wants to fucking die. We if in a perfect world, we kill every fucking one of you and not a one of us is scratched. That's what we want. But we understand that we have to fight you. We're not stupid. We understand there's only one thing that stops a fucking communist, fascist, goddamn, capitalist motherfucker like you, and that's fucking a goddamn bullet. We understand the only way we get our goddamn good feelings back till we can fucking feel like normal again is we have to get rid of your fucking asses. You have become a fucking problem to us. You're in our fucking way! You like to say that? We're standing where? Hey, you're in our fucking way, motherfucker! Let's see who can move who. Shall we? WHO inspectors would have the right, listen to this shit, the right, where was I here? Sorry. Right to enter countries without consent and check compliance with their directives. Come fucking check at my house, you son of a bitch. I'll put a bullet right through your fucking mouth. You have no jurisdictional authority within the boundaries of the United States of these Americas. You cannot. The ninth article to the people's written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, that Article 9 says no! You cannot have any such goddamn jurisdiction. And you try to exercise any kind of fucking jurisdiction like that, you get your fucking head blowed off. You got it? Fuck you and fuck your international government. You better stay the fuck away from the American, better stay out of this goddamn jungle. You better get the fuck away from us as far as you fucking can, you sons of bitches. You have no idea of the fucking hate and contempt out here for you. We watch you every fucking day steal us fucking blind while our people are driven into the fucking dirt. How long, what do you think we're fucking sitting here just fucking, well, at least it ain't happening to me. There's a handful. But the fucking majority want to rip your fucking throats out, you son of a bitches, and you better fucking get that through your fucking head. Before that's a bullet's coming through your fucking head. Can you believe the gall of these son of a bitch compliance with their, fuck you, you know what, fuck your directives. Whatever directive I'm telling you right now, World Health Organization, whatever directive that you fucking put out, this individual free sovereign national of the United States of these Americas, Henry Shively, well says, fuck you, I will not do it. So get your fucking ass over here and make me. You have no jurisdictional authority in this country and fucking suggest that you do for these bastards to go over there and fucking sign in. This is signing to treason. This puts a rope around your fucking neck. Whoever went over there and signed them papers, your fucking ass is hung. You can't give away the sovereignty of my fucking country, motherfucker. You do not have the goddamn authority. In fact, it is forbidden by the Ninth Article for any authority like that to even exist. And you fucking know it. You're desperate. You know you're at the edge of the jungle. You know you're going to have to fucking, you're going to have to put up, you're going to have to shit or get off the pot, you fucking punk. You better get to moving on it. World Health Organization, shut fuck you in every directive you got. I will follow none, ever, ever. But I will blow your fucking head off. You come to fucking me trying to force yourselves on me. Just being in my country is a goddamn, that's a violation of the sovereignty of my nation, motherfucker. The right to enter countries without consent, without consent, without the consent of who? Oh, you mean the people? Because you've already got the consent of the fucking traitors that signed this son of a bitch. You signed this son of a bitch, your ass is hung. You signed your death warrant. You got that? We will hold that motherfucker up in front of your face and say, this is your death warrant. And you will fucking hang. You cannot give away our sovereignty, you motherfuckers. You know you can't. So you better get to hiring some Blackwater motherfuckers that are ready to die, and you better get ready to do some fucking fighting, because the jungle's coming for you motherfuckers. Check compliance with their direct. Fuck you in your directives. Right up your fucking ass, you faggot motherfuckers, you pedophiles. They would lock in the lockdown. They would lock in the lockdowns, vaccines, narratives, and preempt rigorous, independent, retrospective reviews of their costs and efficiency. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I have no jurisdictional authority within the bounds of my fucking country by the Ninth Article of the Supreme Superior Absolute fucking ratified by the people with the people's jurisdictional authority. Law of December 15, 1791. We blow your heads off if you try it. We will fucking shoot you down like fucking dogs if you try it. The reforms amount to a World Health Organization power grab. Will you come grab some power, motherfucker? You're going to grab that like you grab a hot fucking stove is what's going to be like. Going to grab some power. Come grab it, motherfucker. Power grab at the behest of big pharma and big donors. Well, your big donors, you better see if it's worth your fucking ass, man, because we're going to track it right back to you, and your fucking ass is hanging too. Your fucking asses are going to fucking hang. You're rich. Fucking elitists believe I can't be touched asses. Untouchable asses are going to be fucking hung by the neck until you are fucking dead. You treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. Whether approved as two separate instruments or folded into one overreaching new treaty, fuck you and your fucking treaty. The Ninth Article is clear. There can exist in the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Plain and simple, you cannot have the fucking authority, the power to do any. You can't make a treaty that violates our rights, cocksucker. You got that? You cannot make a treaty that violates our fucking rights without violating our law and giving us the right to blow your fucking head off. And you know it. The change architecture will greatly strengthen the World Health Organization's core capabilities on public health. We're not your fucking public, motherfucker. You get the fuck out of our country. You're a foreigner here. In our fucking country, we take care of our own fucking business, and then it's none of your fucking international fucking business. Get the fuck out while you can. You think we would not fucking take in a fucking mob? Take control with all the guns that we have. We're the largest army on planet Earth. We will take back our goddamn nuclear arsenal, and we will blow you to fucking pieces, you motherfuckers. Get out! You have come here uninvited by the people. You have come here in violation of our fucking law, you dirty cocksuckers. And you dirty cocksuckers that went to other places, talking to foreign kings, making deals with foreign kings that involve our fucking rights and our authority, your fucking asses are hung. Wherever you signed your death warrant. Make no mistake about it. Health surveillance, monitoring, reporting, notification, verification, and response. And see, this is how they go through it. You know, this is this COVID-19 that never fucking existed. This whole fucking scam that never fucking existed. You can blame everything on it, and then you can start trying to build your little fucking power structure. You ain't going to do this shit. Like I said, I'm telling you to shove it up your ass right now. Henry Scheibe, 419 Ash Street, Chilliquin, fucking Oregon. You come to my house fucking first, you cocksuckers. You come to my fucking house with your fucking directive, World Health Organization, I'll blow you. We'll go to war. We will fight some war. And we'll see who else wants to fight some fucking war. We will give you war. You know you're going to get the war. You better be fucking sweating it. You arrogant motherfuckers. There's no end to your arrogance. The only end to your arrogance is a bullet through your head. And that's what the rest of you people out there had better fucking understand. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Power grabs. You don't grab power in my country. That's fucking invasion. I got the right to repel invasion with any fucking means necessary. And you better believe the means necessary are fucking here. Rather approved by two separate instruments or folded into one. Where we were at. Overreaching a new treaty. The changed architecture will greatly strengthen the WHO's, the World Health Organization's, core capabilities on public health surveillance, monitoring, reporting, notification, verification, and here's the big motherfucker response. Respond your fucking ass over here and do it, motherfucker. You're going to eat some hot fucking lead, and it ain't going to just come from fucking me. Because this whole fucking country, the whole fucking jungle is up in a roar. Because you think you're going to come in and make a world fucking government and make us your goddamn world fucking slaves. No, you're not. We're individual free sovereign nationals, and we'll fight and die as such. And we will take 10 times our number every fucking time we go. You kill every one of these son of a bitches you can, people. I tell you right now. You fucking, with your dying breath, kill one fucking more. That's how you have to treat motherfuckers like this. And once we get the upper hand, which we will, once we get control of our nuclear arsenal, which we will, then you have some fucking trials and you have some gnarly, gnarly fucking executions. You decide what, because you're not signed on to the goddamn Geneva Convention. Don't worry about it. You're not signed on to anything. That was a fucking fraudulent goddamn corporation that signed those fucking papers. They're going to hang for those. In fact, those are their death warrants. They had no authority. They acted without the people's fucking will. They acted against the fucking people's will. And now they're going to fucking pay for it. That has to be your fucking response. And make goddamn sure you do not stop until that Bill of Rights is absolute. And it is fucking not being violated by anybody. And nobody's trying to fucking squeeze their own fucking agenda in there. That fucker, if anything has changed in that Bill of Rights, you lose it all. Remember that. And there's going to be cocksuckers coming out of the woodwork when you, after you've done the fighting and the dying, they're going to come out with their weenie little fucking asses. Well, I know a whole lot about stuff and I can just be, you're going to get boom. Don't even waste a rope on them. The rush to amend the existing international health, let's see, the rush to amend the existing international health regulations. What international health regulations? Your international health regulations that I've seen violate the 9th article of my people's fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law, motherfucker. That means your regulations are null and void in my country, in my home, in my life. You better get that goddamn third grade fucking written piece of paper and you better read that son of a bitch and reread it. And it's going to be fucking backed. And don't let them have nothing on it, people. If I'm dead, which I probably will be, a lot of us are going to be fucking dead. We can't do not let them give, don't give an inch on it. It will be absolute. Anybody that tries to make it anything but absolute, kill them. Kill them dead. They're your fucking enemy. They want to rule you. They want to take what's fucking yours. They're cliques. They're fucking goddamn masons. They're fucking goddamn dirty church cabal motherfuckers. They want to destroy you. Destroy them first. Regulations encountered significant pushback last month from developing countries. Oh, the developing countries ain't even going to let them fucking come in and tell them what to do, huh? Oh, you mean the goddamn third worlders? You got fucking guns. Quit polishing that son of a bitch. Are you going to let them come in and do it to you? China and Russia, but will come up again for discussion and approval shortly. The new treaty under negotiation will be presented to the World Health Assembly. You can't be a member of it. because you're writing fucking policy without the fucking, you're not doing it through the goddamn, you don't have an apparatus actually to write any fucking law. What you are doing is violation of the, you're pretending to have the jurisdictional authority you do not have over the American nationals as individuals, and you do not have it. You are committing high fucking treasons, what you're doing. You have declared war on we the people and our individual free sovereign national goddamn rights. You got yourself a fucking fight coming. Remarkably, there's been virtually no public debate on the ramification of such far-reaching encroachments on national autonomy. You understand what that means? Far-reaching encroachments on national, you fuck with our autonomy, motherfucker. That's what that Bill of Rights is, people. That's your autonomy. That's your self-rule. You fuck with our autonomy, we blow your fucking heads off. That is absolute, unalienable, unchangeable law. Get the fuck out of our country now, or you'll die here. State sovereignty and human rights, even. Human fucking rights. Fuck you, you son of a bitches. We have our fucking goddamn document. It's ratified. It's our goddamn orders to fucking destroy you if you try to come in and fuck with our sovereignty. Which is exactly what they're doing here. The Spectre Australia has been an honorable exception. Well, capacitated, technically proficient, and dramatically legitimate state should be weary of ceding control of the policy agenda, discussion-making authority, and enforcement powers to inefficient, cumbersome, and unaccountable international bureaucracies. We're not gonna, you can get none of your shit. You come here to get it, you get fucking bullets. You get killed. You fuck with our autonomy one tiny bit and your fucking head comes off. That's the goddamn law here. You better get that third grade document. You better fucking read it. You better reread that son of a bitch again. It's gonna be your fucking undoing. The two new instruments would give, pride, and place to, pandemics above all else. No siree. That Bill of fucking Rights says no. That ninth article says fuck no. And you try to fucking breach our fucking law, you will fucking die, you goddamn son of a bitch. You will be considered as the invader you are. And you will be repelled. And you will be destroyed to a man. And then we will take everything you fucking have. And we'll destroy whoever fucking back steps in with you. Yet, pandemics are rare events. No, the fucking there's one every 15 fucking minutes. What's this fucking pandemics are rare events bullshit? The World Health Organization listed only four in the last 120 years. Well, they all happened last week. Years before COVID-19. There is no COVID-19. There is no COVID. See, here it is. Right in the middle. This is the finish. This is the end game here, people. Here's that COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Goebbels, COVID-19 does not exist. There's never been an isolation study showing any goddamn virus called COVID-19. You are a fucking fraud. COVID-19's a fucking fraud. And you fucking son of a bitches are not going to fucking take our goddamn freedoms and liberties away from us. We will fight you to the fucking death and you better fucking know it. Come on into the jungle, motherfuckers. We got fun and games. The Spanish flu, 1918 to 1919. Asian flu, 1957 to 1958. Hong Kong flu, 1968, 1969. And swine flu. It just all kind of popped up around in the 19th century when they started fucking with electricity and doing, you know, fucking radio waves and changing the natural fucking, tuning of the earth, maybe. They impose a low disease burden compared to the epidemic infections and chronic diseases. They're nothing. It's called the common fucking cold. People live there. We have had flus. Fuck. They say that there's only been in the last two. And that's because every year, I mean, you know, people would go get the flu shot. And when they tell you, well, you can come get the flu shot. We've picked three or four fucking things here that this will protect you from. Okay? And everyone that goes and gets a son of a bitch gets sick. Well, it must have been one of them that didn't protect you from. How fucking stupid are we supposed to be? How fucking cowardly are we supposed to be? How much of this shit are we going to allow? It's up to us. It's up to us whether we fucking let these little son of a bitch and nobody motherfucking communist prick motherfucking fascist assholes fucking practice their goddamn capitalism on us. Because at the same time, they're taking billions and billions and billions of fucking dollars for something that does not exist. That's capitalism, don't you know it? And if they can make every one of us a goddamn international slave, they'd fucking do it in a heartbeat, and you know it. That's what what stands between you and that? That fucking gun. That pretty fucking gun you got polished up there. That's what stands between you and being a goddamn slave, being a goddamn serf in old fucking England. Where you fucking kids bringing in a rabbit in his filthy little clothes, his filthy little cheeks going hungry, bringing a rabbit he got that this morning to pay his taxes to the fucking fat ass king who's sitting beyond the fucking walls in his puddle of shit, drinking from his fucking golden goblet, drinking the finest fucking wine while the clergy stands at his fucking shoulder, whiffing up the fucking stink because they love that fucking shit because they're getting their fucking cut. You fuckers are done. You corporations are done. You monarchs are fucking done. We will not fucking bear you anymore. You've become beyond our tolerance. At any rate, that's my rant for the day, people, and we will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, unless the fucking World Health Organization wants to come here and try to fucking push a directive on me. In which case, you'll hear about it. Until then, that's a word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend,
brother. I'm going to do it, brother.
You do the same. All I can do.
Cookies!